This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
It unlike white people.
It's John and Lance.
Hey, Godfather, I didn't know this was going to get racial.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Occasional Invitational. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hell, what are you babbling about?
It's an off-the-air rant. It's just an off-the-air rant. I've never seen him get that animated.
There's a story
about Josh Hader.
There's a story about Josh Hader that was written by Buster Olney, and Josh Hader discusses why he hadn't pitched more than an inning till for 5 years. He hadn't pitched more than an inning, practically. He came to the Astros. That's now changed, and he told them openly that I didn't do it because I was trying to protect myself, and people might think it's selfish, but I got to worry about me, is pretty much what he said.
Dang.
Now that he got his
NBA
deal,
player, worried about his brand.
And me first.
Me first.
Not putting the team ahead
what
of himself.
What AAU team
guy?
Did he play for?
I'm looking at.
What AAU team
this
did
this is Buster Olney's story. You can't believe Buster Olney.
Yeah, it's a quote.
It's actually a quote.
It's a quote.
I can't believe
it. How about the Astros?
Lost all credibility.
The Astros have lost their way. They went out and signed
a selfish me
a
guy.
A selfish me first guy at the back end of the bullpen. No wonder we suck now.
You got pitchers going rogue. You got other pitchers saying, I don't pitch more than one inning.
Until you pay me.
Yeah, he got paid. Now he'll pitch,
now
more,
he'll
than
pitch
one
more than one inning. Is that the type of personality and leadership you want on the Astros, John?
Exactly what I want. You know why? Oh, look at him now. Multiple innings. You know why? Because he wanted to get back to the Astros and win.
How about you? Well, we'll
didn't
see.
Care about those other crappy
we'll
teams
see.
He was on.
We'll see when he's in high leverage situations how that lack of team first
that's
personality
all he's been is team first
in
here.
Real high leverage. If the playoffs are on the line or a series is on the line, we'll see how he reacts.
Oh, I can't pick him up there.
Multiple inning games already.
Pathetic.
Where we win.
We talk about leadership drainage. Now we've got a me first guy on the team. We haven't heard. It's Bregman and Hader.
He's a
two
hair.
Peas in a pod.
He's a hair guy, too. I love that. Love hair guys. Yeah.
Just do what you're asked to do, please.
Yeah. All
Come
of a
on,
sudden.
Hader.
Look at it. Man,
of course, he is with the Astros.
Man, this is like a dissertation that he wrote about Josh Hader.
Well,
Lord.
I hopefully the whole thing's not about that, but that is a long – in this era of we don't read too long, didn't read, that is a long,
this
long,
is a long, long read.
Long, long piece.
My goodness.
That is a super scroll. The Astros lose yesterday. They were up 6-1. You probably turned your TV off. You thought, another dub. And that's not what happened because Fromber fell apart and went from a 6-1 lead to 8-6 deficit that got extended to 9-6. The Astros closed it to 9-7 and had two men on, two out. Alex Bregman flew out to center field, and that was a wrap. But Astros, if they get the next two wins, which they should, if they get the next two wins, then the Astros at home, then the Astros finish 8-2 on a home stand. It was a fruitful home stand. It's what you wanted to happen. You certainly wanted to go 9-1. If you lose this series, and God forbid get swept by a bad Angels team, all of a sudden it's like you didn't even make up anything if that were to happen. So hopefully they take care of business tonight and tomorrow and get out of the 10-game homestand with an 8-2 series record. We'll see. But Fromber admitted yesterday after the game that he got away from the game plan that they had developed together as a team, as a catcher, you know, maybe Josh Miller, I guess. And he was following it, and then he got away from it, and he said he paid the price. He had the consequences of getting away from a game plan. So we talked about that a little bit. And you do have to wonder, And I think I wonder with quite a bit of assuredness that this would not have happened if Martin Maldonado was a catcher. The amount of trust and respect they have with Maldonado, they just simply wouldn't have tried to cross him like that because he would have come out and called, he would have called Fromber on it. So it would not have happened with Maldonado, and that's not a shot at Yiner Diaz. What it is
just a shot at those two. It's a shot at Verlander and Fromber. I mean, maybe and Fromber admitted it after the game. Maybe Fromber says, you know what, I got to trust the kid more. You know what? I can't do what I just did. Look at the result of what happened.
Well, it's not even the kid though. It's Josh Miller setting up the game plan too.
Yeah,
the strategy.
He went away from the strategy.
They get away from the strategy. He got away from the strategy. The difference is, Yiner at some point, and once again, this is all conjecture, but he's going to have to take a firm hand and saying, "Hey, we can't do this." Like every once in a while, you may have to be confrontational with your pitcher. He probably feels like he can't be in that position just yet, since he hasn't even been, you know, a starter full-time for a full year. But as a catcher, that's you're the quarterback out on the field. Mm-hmm. So Yiner Diaz, and if he's not going to have that kind of personality, at some point they need to just switch him over to first base and let him make the switch and bring in a catcher who is more that quarterback on the field. Because for all the, you know, for all the jokes about Brad Ausmus not being able to hit, Martin Maldonado not being able to hit, those are two guys specifically, they were quarterbacks on the field. Like, you had no doubt about the leadership there, their ability to handle a pitching staff, their ability, because there is some of that that goes into it, and it's hard to quantify if you're not a baseball player, but you listen to baseball players, and they rant and rave about it. We had Ryan Pressly in, and we asked him about Machete and his inability to hit and why the pitchers seem to love him so much, and, like, he couldn't stop raving about Martin Maldonado. And so that's a big, big part of it. And there's a reason Dusty had so much trust in him, and you won a World Series and competed for World Series with Martin Maldonado, you know, behind the plate. So if it's not going to be Yiner's personality to take on that role of quarterback and have tough conversations with pitchers, then at some point they need to get him over to first. But, man, he's got some pop now. He's got arm. His pop time to second and third base when people try to steal, it's good. He can really, really throw you out. He's got a talented arm. So I don't know if they're ever going to get away from him as a catcher. But I'm not sure that I don't want it to happen. With his ability as a hitter, I kind of want him. Unless Loperfido is going to be a full-time first baseman, I'm like, I don't know, maybe Yiner needs to be that full-time first baseman. Because it's not going to be Singleton. Singleton's not an answer. It's a nice little story, but he's not an answer. So it either needs to be Loperfido or Yiner. And the faster one of the or Yordan. And the faster one of those guys make the transition, the better. Is Yordan, are they really? I don't even think they consider. I think Yordan is just left field DH. I don't think they consider him a first baseman at all. So if you get Yiner over there, I'm old enough to remember Craig Biggio being drafted and playing catcher for the Astros. And then they moved him to the outfield to make sure that, second base, to make sure that his knees were going to be okay. And he had a Hall of Fame career after that. So as far as I'm concerned, Diaz needs to do the same thing. Let's just get him to first base. If he's – I'm not ready to bail on catcher yet because he actually is a pretty – well, he's a decent defensive catcher. But if he's not going to have the rapport with pitchers he needs to, man, the guy's too – good. He has two good,
and maybe moving to first base will help him offensively as well.
Yeah.
So okay, exactly what happens? Jose Abreu comes back Friday. Exactly what do you do if you're Joe Espada?
Yeah,
don't just say you're not going to play him because he's going to play him.
You designate him for assignment. Keep doing it until he quits. That's all you do.
No.
Keep doing it until he quits.
I don't know if you heard Jeff Bagwell was working with him down there in Florida. And he was 2-for-10 in the complex league.
Well, he had a double yesterday.
Yeah,
I saw a double yesterday.
And Jeff Bagwell gave Dana Brown a positive report about Jose Abreu.
Of course he did.
Well, yeah, it's like shocking. Like my mom gets positive reports about me to people, even though she's completely wrong.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Jeff Bagwell's just as responsible for Jose Abreu as your mom is for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you always hope for the best.
So, exactly what do you do? What do you do with Chaz now and Jake Meyers? What do you do with Jose Abreu? Jake Meyers, his stats right now, holy crap. Here is Tony Adams with this. Jake Meyers is now qualified for the most for most of the StatCast leaderboards. He's in the 76th percentile on batting run value, base running run value, 85 percentile, fielding run, 88 percentile, ex-WOBA, 92 percentile, batting ex-batting average, 95 percentile, ex-slugging, 89% exit velocity, 90%. Now, that's the important
What's
one.
What's his exit velocity?
Average exit velocity is 92.6.
Is his exit velo?
That's 90 percentile in the league.
Wow, that's good.
How about that? Barrel percentages, all of these are good. Whiff percentage is bad. Chase percentage, not good. K percentage, walk percentage, not good. And this is something, his range in the outfield, 95 percentile. His arm value, 26 percentile. I think we knew that, though.
Woo, 26.
26 percentile. Arm strength, 57 percentile. Jake Meyers, you know, as down as I was on him, but you know what? If you go out there and you prove yourself, don't look at the name on the back. Just look at the guy and what he's doing. And until Jake Meyers proves that he can't play on an everyday basis, take him, put him out there. Put him, and yesterday he doesn't put him out there. I mean, it just is.
I thought he wasn't.
Oh,
out.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't have a good night last night.
Yeah,
he was over for you.
You got to play the guy. Play the guy, play the guy. Let Jake Meyers play himself out of the lineup. If you got to mess with left field, okay. If you got to have Lo Perfido have at-bats, send him down. Because Lo Perfido sitting there watching Chaz and Jake and Mauricio Dubon play or and Yordan play left field ain't helping Lo Perfido. If Lo Perfido's got to go down, Lo Perfido's got to go down.
Right.
That's all. And then you work out how you're gonna what you're going to do with left field. First base, Jonathan Singleton is not the answer. You know what? Put Abreu back out there and split time with Jonathan Singleton and see if Jose Abreu can hit. Let's see. And if he doesn't hit, then you DFA him.
Right.
Then you DFA him. But he's had his break. When he came off a break last year, he was pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, let's just see. I feel like age has got him. You know, it's going to get him at some point. Yuli never made it back. Not really. I mean, he had his nice little postseason.
Well, he didn't go down to Florida and work with Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, no, that's what we all need. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. I mean, to me, just because he's back doesn't mean he plays. It can't be that way. It's got to be a meritocracy. And up to this point, you know, one of the things that got Dusty was that the team wasn't really happy. The organization wasn't really happy with how Dusty treated certain players, how players who should have had more time due to the meritocracy, they didn't get it. And I think that's one of the things that with this manager, I think he's going to live by the code of, hey, we're going to move up guys up and down the lineup as they deserve it. He moved Alex Bregman back. He wasn't afraid to move Alex Bregman back. And so that was something that was very rare. There was discussions about would that ever happen. Did he, you know, what's Alex going to say? Who cares what he's going to say?
Yeah, no, he's
doing what's best for the team.
And now, you know what? You might have to move him down again because he's back.
You might have to, but
that
you know,
guy that can't come through.
If Jake Meyers deserves, if you play McCormick and he doesn't hit well and Jake Meyers is sitting on the bench, then
no,
it's just your job that's on the line. Don't worry about it. No big deal.
You're hurting the team.
If you play Abreu and Abreu sucks, it's your job on the line. Don't worry. I mean, sure, play him.
Live at Highland Pines. Beautiful. If you haven't been up here, you need to. If you've never played up here, make the try. I know. Oh, it's so far. Take a left at the ocean. Okay. All right. Stop.
Well, Lance wanted to know, did he have to keep going into Oklahoma? Or stop before he got there.
I just asked Del because I figured he had already gotten here. I said,
There's no rest areas on the way. It's basically 35 minutes. It's 30 minutes from less than 30 minutes from downtown. Okay, so let's stop already. So you got a beautiful course right here. That's
less than 30. I live in from downtown.
From downtown, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're driving at like
no traffic,
5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you can't get out of downtown and
get up and go at 5 o'clock.
No. I've been here 35
this place
minutes.
Is beautiful.
After the station, 35
the
minutes
place is
here.
Beautiful, but do,
after
bring,
the show.
Do bring mosquito spray, though.
Well, it is not a usual thing, that, but okay. Today you might okay. need it because of
oh,
the recent storms.
Oh, Shipley's Donuts just made it here.
Our girls are here.
Okay? Our girls?
That's right. Yeah, you're damn right. They are.
Let's look. Let's take a look.
Look at
here.
That.
One maple.
Just grab it.
Just take
just
a donut.
Just grab it.
Yeah. Sophie yeah. and Zoe yeah. bringing donuts to the party. Thanks, girls. These are the original girls right here. Kaylee, Sophie, and Zoe. They're the originals. All right.
The originals.
Yeah. They started when the course opened. They were all here when the course opened. We got to break it. We got to talk. You want a donut? You got to have some free rank coffee with it. Let's go. Get your coffee going, and let's go. Thank you. If you're looking for the best coffee, period, I got it for you. It's free rank coffee. If you are somebody that is looking for that good, great flavor in the morning, I mean, your coffee is boring. Your coffee just ain't as good as my coffee. If you haven't tried free rank coffee, you know, by the way, they got a great deal going on right now for Memorial Day. They love Memorial Day. They love our soldiers. They love our first responders. They love the police, the fire department. They love teachers. So for Memorial Day, up to 40% off, up to 40% off on coffee. If you go to 975coffee.com, put in promo code ESPN20, you automatically got the 20%, but then they got deals for 40% as well. You're looking for the best way to get that wonderful coffee in your home. Now's the time. 975coffee.com, promo code ESPN20.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter.
All right, welcome back. We are live at Highland Pines. Just beautiful. What a beautiful day. It's overcast, Lance. That's good for you. You like overcast.
Is it going to be overcast?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it supposed to be sunny today or what? But it is gorgeous out here. If you have not played Highland Pines, you need to get out here. We're going to have Jamie or Kyle going to come out here. And we were supposed to be here for the clubhouse opening. See, I've been here since there was a trailer over there. Well, you were here for the – were you here? No, we did a show out here. Maybe you didn't do it out here with us. Oh, we were out here before, weren't we? No? I did a show out here, and we had a trailer for so long until they built this beautiful clubhouse, and it is really, really beautiful. And look at how it turned out, how the whole course has turned out. The zoysia grass, the zoysia greens, it's a different strand of zoysia. Anyway, it is just gorgeous. The course that they played this with Valhalla went to zoysia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And they the guys just destroyed
it. Is that going to be a widespread?
I don't know. It's got to be warm. See, it's
got
to be a warm
we
weather
got that.
Climate. We got that.
We got,
that. Warm. We got warm. We good at warm.
We can do that.
We can do warm.
We can do that. That's not a problem.
And it's just gorgeous. I mean, I came here. The first time I came here, I said, okay, I'm joining. So you can join or you can daily fee play. Larry, what up? How you doing, man? Good to see you. And if you're looking for...
I hope this isn't a bit you're doing now.
It's all my boys out here.
They will allow you to do a show without calling them out. I think they get it.
No.
They don't care.
Well, we'll see. Jamie or Kyle, they got to come out. I want to shout out to Barron, my man. You know Barron. Mm-hmm. Jacobson and Dennis. Dennis owns a place, and he's the one that did all of this. Barron is his marketing guy. And we all got together, John, Montag, and got together and decided that the station would get behind this thing, and it's just been wonderful for all of us. So we really appreciate them. Thank you, guys. And if you're a golfer in this city and you haven't played Highland Pines, you are definitely missing out on something that's special here. It is special here. Gilbert was just here, not the Gilbert, the other Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
And he said it's his favorite course in Houston.
This is going to be his fifth time playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think Larry, as he drives by, God, not John again. John's just yelling at me try to go to do my job.
Larry's my guy.
I'm sure he is, but Larry's driving by. Larry's like, what do you want me to say, John? I'm just driving by, doing my job. You mean yelled at
trust
you.
Trust me, I didn't want to drive by.
It's the only, it's the only way I could.
He did a drive-by.
Jackie says, if they do bring Abreu back, nothing really changes other than Singleton sits. Lopez, Fido, or Kessinger get sent down. Well, what changes is that you may have Singleton out of the Singleton sits. But we also were talking about McCormick too, Jackie. We were talking about what happens when McCormick comes back, both of them. And what we're talking about is Singleton, who has been more effective than Abreu, which is not hard, and then McCormick. Let's talk about both of them.
And a better defensive first baseman too. I mean, we're not Singleton's not known for the glove, but he's been better than Abreu, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's discernibly so. Well,
I mean, Abreu's been bad.
Abreu's been bad defensively this year. So, yeah, it is a thing because we're not just talking about Abreu. We're talking about Abreu and McCormick and who sits, who plays. I think, obviously, I don't want Abreu to me at this point is a net negative in the lineup, defensively and offensively. So if you're it's less about Singleton sitting and more about Abreu playing. I simply don't want him to play baseball anymore. Now, maybe he proves me wrong, and maybe this great trip to Florida with Jeff Bagwell in the stands of a high school park or something, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's got his mind right. I'm hoping so.
Listen, you're going by such a short sample size, just a year and a half, okay?
Of him not being good?
Of him not being good. And all of a sudden, we don't want him to play baseball
anymore. I mean,
and
I thought that was harsh. I thought you mean not for the Astros. He can go play baseball someplace if he wants.
Oh, really?
Listen, I watched it with a player who hit much better than him named, you guys may remember him, named Yulieski Gurriel, went from hitting leader to out of baseball. Like, I've seen it happen. And that dude was a more accomplished hitter than Abreu.
And Abreu's a gold glove first baseman.
And a gold glove first baseman. Abreu's bat looks slow. I don't think there's a lot of hope for him being anything more than a 230 hitter. And is that the standard?
Well, that's Singleton.
I don't want that at first
base.
That's
what we have. That's what we have. I mean, you could want Albert Pujols in his prime. We don't have that.
No, I don't want him.
What we have is this. And you know what? I don't think there's a big difference. Okay, you want to know the truth? I don't think there's a big difference between putting Abreu and Singleton out there.
Okay, then why is Dubon not playing? Because neither one of those guys are power hitters.
Listen, Dubon.
Honestly, if they
Dubon's
were power hitters.
Another story. Dubon's that you would.
Okay, then let me introduce this. Because if somebody was hitting for power, I'd say, hey, you know, this guy's a power hitter. Let me introduce Dubon then, who's a 280 hitter. Why not have Dubon there? I know he doesn't look like a corner fielder.
I know he's
a thin guy. I know he's not the tallest guy to throw to. He is a guy with a better glove. And he's a better hitter. If you're gonna have two non-hitters at first base, I mean, Singleton does have some pop, but it's really more theoretical than it is, you know, than it is in practice.
Do we remember where Jose Abreu, as far as his batting average was, when he got sent away? Because I know you said there's not a major difference, but do we remember? Do you know what it was?
He had a hot streak. He got over 200, and then he dropped back down into like the 160s, I think.
He left hitting under 100.
No, wait, what?
He left baseball as we know it hitting under 100.
And this is who John's putting a cape on for.
I mean, Singleton's not great.
Bring back the great Abreu.
I think he'll stay over 220. He left hitting under 100.
He's not hitting 100, John. Your guy.
99, he's right there. You want to talk?
Okay. He's right there. Am I right or wrong? None.
How many home runs?
None.
Well, none.
How many RBIs?
Three.
None per se.
Three and 71 at bats per se.
What's his hit to error ratio? Four hits, right?
Yeah. He has seven hits.
I mean, it's not great. Okay, so look, here's his numbers. He got seven hits already. How much do you want out of a guy in 71 at bats? Honestly, he struck out 18 times. He's got three walks. Oh, do you forget the walks, Del?
No, I didn't.
Okay. His on base percentage is 156.
Good Lord.
So Singleton, he's probably not listening.
Yeah,
he's probably
a lot better.
But he's like,
oh,
wait a minute.
This is worse.
You're comparing
than any
me to
Adam
you're
year.
Comparing me to Abreu?
Adam every year.
You don't
year.
See
this
a
is,
difference?
This is worse than
No. Well, here's the deal, though. When Abreu came back last year after his back injury or whatever. He really was a different guy.
But he didn't leave with a back hit. We didn't know what. We heard about it after he came back and had some success. Like, yeah, he just was never really healthy. We heard that. He didn't leave like we didn't see him limping around or anything like that.
No.
And he was better. Yeah, he was better.
He was better. And, oh, by the way, without him, I'm not sure you win the one series he had three homers in. You know, he was a different guy when he came back. Here's the deal. give him a shot.
Yeah,
Him out there, and then when he doesn't perform, you take him out and you say
but
that's it.
His contract doesn't give him – the contract should not give him free reign at first base at all. It should not even buy him that much time because you have to pay him regardless.
He's got to be getaway day, Jose. He plays on getaway days.
Yeah.
Getaway day, Jose. Get out there and see what you
but
got.
But they can't really. But
that's all I want to see.
Hold on. They can't
but
afford
But that's the problem. They can't afford
they
to throw away
games. Give away games.
No.
They can't afford to just give away games.
No, but they could afford. Let's see if he's the guy. Listen, in the complex league, he's got a couple of doubles. Okay.
The complex league.
It's,
who knew what that
not,
was?
That's not even double A. That's not even double A.
It's like low A ball or something.
He's hitting. As an Astro, he's got 611 at-bats. As an Astro, he's hitting 221 with a 280 on-base percentage.
That's Singleton, 221.
No, but unfortunately, it's Abreu. As an Astro.
No,
overall.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's the same guy.
Yes.
As an Astro, he's got a 280 on-base percentage. Is that Singleton? Could you check?
Well,
I'll bet you it's not. And his OPS is 632. He struck out as an Astro 148 times. And 611 at bats and walk 45.
Singleton is hitting 224.
Okay, and then what's his on base percentage?
Is
678.
No,
it's 323.
What's his on base percentage?
It's 323.
323.
Okay, 280 as an Astro for.
Okay, what's his OPS?
Singleton
632 as an Astro.
678. I mean,
it's better.
It's better.
It's
better.
It's better.
Okay, 148 strikeouts as an Astro in the last 600. In his 611 at bats as an Astro. 148 strikeouts for Abreu. I mean, what are we doing? Arguing the worst hitters in baseball?
Well, it's
there's
not
no
good.
Argument.
It's
it belongs to Jose.
It's the worst position in baseball.
They don't have a. They don't have a.
Well, Maldonado had it last year. We've got a.
Yeah, they don't
first
have. A, they didn't have a major league first baseman. Singleton can go on. No. I quote unquote runs. I put it in quotes because he can go. He can go 5 for 16
hey,
over a course.
I'm with you. Put Dubon first.
Yeah,
but you know what? They ain't doing that. You gotta have a little. You gotta understand the Astros situation. Espada, Jeff Bagwell, Jim Crane, $40 million. All of these things are gonna take into it. You gotta take into account. They're not just gonna go. Yep, you guys are right. Let's just put the
now. Now to be fair, you know his last year as a Chicago White Sox, he finished 17th in MVP voting. He was an MVP in 2020. That's the COVID year. Who cares? After that, his OPS was 831 in 21. His OPS his last year at the White Sox was 824, perfectly reasonable. He hit 304. He had only 15 home runs. Now, his home run totals, you know, his home run was 15. Last year, he had 18 homers, which was more than – you remember that? He had no home runs at all. He ended up with more home runs last year than he did his last year in Chicago. Yeah. But his batting average dropped to 237. His on-base percentage dropped under 300.
But he was good
for the
at
first
the end,
time.
Y'all. He was good.
But look at this. His batting average dropped to under 300 for the first time in his whole career last year as an Astro. It's only gotten worse. Like, this is classic age. Unless you think that he was on some juice or on something, on some medication in Chicago, and his home run numbers don't really speak to that other than his 30 in 34. It's just this looks like a classic case of old, and old doesn't get better.
No. Well, we'll see. If you go to Florida for a while,
that's where old people retire.
That's a
retirement
community.
I know. Thank you.
You
just went against yourself. He went to a retirement community.
Well, he comes back with a walker, and let's go. Time to talk. I don't think he's going to steal any bases but with his walker, but I think he might be going to come up with a couple of hits. Time to talk HRP. HRP.net, 281-80-6525 or HRP.net. Chris texted the show, had the text of the day earlier today talking about Crash Davis. But here's the deal. Those guys are out there working their tails off to make sure that your business is running as smoothly as possible, making sure that you get your payroll to your people as economically as possible, making sure technologically that they are the best. They have their own technology for their payroll, and it is better. It is just fantastic. Other people are trying to buy it from them, as a matter of fact, and they're like, nope, this is our technology, and it is super. And it comes to you, and we use it, and it comes perfectly every single time. Doesn't matter if you're on commission or hourly or salary or bonuses, whatever the case may be. They're gonna do it perfectly every time at HRP. You'll love what they do for your business. They can save you money. If your payroll department is getting too big or you're not completely satisfied with your payroll the company that's doing your payroll now, go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about QC Kinetics, a chance for you to use regenerative medicine, which is tremendously successful at helping people to recover. And if you have chronic pain is due to inflammation. It's inflammation in the joints, and that happens when you have a loss of tissue or if you have, completely, whether it's been rubbed, worn away, or whether it's just damaged tissue. What regenerative medicine does is they take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint, and it really gives it a kickstart to where it starts to restore damaged tissue and regenerate new tissue. And that's when the inflammation comes way down. That's when you feel less pain. That's when the mobility is greatly increased and improved. And honestly, this is something that professional athletes have used for a long time. It's available to you and I. My wife used it, had great success when she was training for a marathon. And I think you're going to see the same results as well. Get rid of that chronic pain. You don't have to live with it. Go find the best method possible, and that's regenerative medicine with QC Kinetics. Four locations here in Houston to set up your free consultation, qckinetics.com.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're live at Highland Pines. Jamie Taylor, tournament director out here at Highland Pines. We've got our tournament out here. It's going to start at 10:30. If you didn't get in, apologies. We had so many people say, hey, any spots? Sorry, you got to jump on it. As soon as we said we're going to be at Highland Pines, thing filled up. It's awesome. Jamie is with us now here on the show. Jamie, this is going to be Lance's first time playing here. What are you going to tell him about his experience today?
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun. This course is really, really good. It's the grass is really, really hard to beat. It's zoysia wall-to-wall. So you got Xeon zoysia in the fairways, rough, tee boxes, and then we've got laser zoysia on the greens, which is we're the only course in the world right now that has it on the golf course.
Why are you the only in the world?
We're the first. It's a brand-new grass. It's a brand-new strand of zoysia that they're doing. A&M developed it, and then Blade Runner Farms in San Antonio, they developed it and got the seed and grew it, and then our owner, Dennis Wilkerson, decided that he really liked it and put it on our greens.
What's going to be the difference?
The difference is, so Bermuda has a lot of grain. Mm-hmm. Bentgrass doesn't, but bentgrass is normally, it's a northern grass, so we're too hot down here in the southern climates. So zoysia has no grain. So it's kind of a mix of both. It's going to react like Bermuda, so you're going to get that firmness on the from the fairway. But then you're not going to have any grain, so it's going to putt like bent. So at the end, it doesn't dive when the grain hits it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the fairways, everything just sits up.
It sits up on a little tee for you. That's the whole thing about zoysia.
I need all the help I can get now. I haven't played for like 4 years.
It really
is. It's one of those things, when you play out here, you go anywhere else and the lies feel bad. Mm-hmm. Because it sits up on this nice little tee for you all day long.
What you're going to find, though, too, is that we're such a flat land. It's so funny. I was taking my daughter to the airport yesterday, and there were some trees above trees that were right here. And she goes, is that a hill? Do we have a hill here in Houston? And I was like, no, those are just taller trees, baby. But here? Was this how the land was, or did you guys move a lot of dirt?
This is how it was. When they came up here, this was where the clubhouse was going to be, up on top of the hill.
Really?
This is all natural terrain. This is coming from the top. It goes down into the river basin. It was all here. They just kind of worked with it. They just had to cut all the trees out to get the holes to show.
It's incredible. Like 9 is a 40-foot. It's a 40-foot drop. 10 as well.
Yep.
And you're gonna see stuff out here that you just don't see. Honestly, it does not look like Houston. I keep saying it looks like Georgia to me because I've been to Georgia plenty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Augusta. I'm saying it looks like Georgia.
It does. We got a lot of pine trees. A lot of elevation change. Yep. Not something you see in Houston.
Lakes, and yeah, just yep. It just didn't. Now, did they carve a lot of lakes out, or was
yes.
this? Yeah,
a lot of the lakes are man-made.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. But It is. First time I played here, I said, okay, that's it. I'm coming. I'm joining. And you could still join now. Since the clubhouse is open, it's going up just a hair, but
initiation went up just a little bit.
Just a little bit, but I still think it's the most affordable.
It really
it's
is.
Ridiculous.
That is the biggest perk about having a semi-private golf course. So you've got your initiation. We have members, but we also allow public play, being semi-private. And what that does, it keeps the dues lower. You know, it's dues range from $425 to $560. Versus if you get just here or all three golf courses with Augusta Pines and Glenlock Pines as well.
Right. And those are excellent as well. But this is the showcase. This is the one, the new clubhouse. Yes. It's opened up now. And the service and everything about it has just been fantastic. We had our member guest, which we had everybody out. It was just fantastic. Want you to come. I mean, how many members are we getting to a point where
we're at about 315 members. 450 is kind of your max hit on an 18-hole facility. Once you get anything more than that, it becomes hard for even members to get tee times against each other.
Right.
So we keep it right about there, and that's kind of our line.
Right, but
so
it
we
is,
still have a lot of room.
It is. I'm telling you, if you have not come out here, you need to. Yes. Keep on talking. I told them it's a half hour from downtown.
Yeah,
I mean it's not. And we're right by the Woodlands, right by Spring. I mean, it's if you're going to go up and play in the Woodlands, it ain't. Actually, it's closer than that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're directly between the Woodlands and Kingwood. You just shoot up to 99 and head east, and we're right there.
That's it. It can't be better for me. And you guys take advantage of the daily fee now.
Yes.
Okay. If you haven't joined,
did you just say it can't be better for me?
What
does that mean?
No, it can't be better. For me,
take advantage. Okay.
Yes, it was comma. There was a comma in there. It can't be better for me, if you want to know the truth. And which, that's all I care about, if you truth be told. But we had, now, you're going to have events here as well. Like, we're having a tournament here today. Mm-hmm. I know Dan Passerini's tournament is going to be coming up here, but that's not until October.
He's got one in October,
October. But is there going to be a bunch of tournament play?
We do outside tournaments on Mondays and Tuesdays. So that's the only days the members get the rest of the days. We're not going to do any tournaments on Fridays.
Yeah, no.
We do have member events on Saturday mornings. So that's like our MGA and our club events. But for outside events like the one today, it's only Monday and Tuesday. And you can just give us a call and we can see if the schedule allows it and we can get you set up.
Yeah. Or your email is Jamie.
At Tour18Inc.com.
J-A-M-E-Y.
Yes.
At Tour18Inc.com. Yeah, so if you want to have an event, it's 18 holes. You want to have an event? This is a great place to have it. All the facilities that you could possibly need, and I'm telling you, your players will love it coming out here.
How long is the course?
From the back tees, a little over 7,300 yards.
Mm-hmm. Where are we playing from?
We're playing one up, the Masters tees.
Yeah, okay. Masters tees.
Yeah, so that'll probably be around 6,800 yards.
Okay, that's pretty standard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you still have the course record?
As far as I've heard, yeah, I mean, it's only 65 right now. No one's from the back tees is beating it, but someone will beat it one day.
I'll
beat it.
Oh, yeah. Or, how about that? Or I'll beat it, okay?
He's the record holder.
Jamie's a player. He can go.
Well, I was 3 over through 4 that day.
Really?
Yeah.
And shot 65.
Yeah, buried 10 in my last 14. It took me. I went
the
straight
good
from the
Lord
shop.
Would never interrupt me on the greatest round of my life.
Yeah, straight from the shop to the first tee. I think I doubled two, bogeyed four. Kind of got out of the gate slow,
and then
we kind of started going.
I guess you did. I guess you did.
Putts drop.
Yeah. So I played out here when we had the media event with Charlie Epps, and he said, "Well, wait till this thing grows in."
Yes.
Is it getting better and better as far as the greens holding shots?
Exactly. So. What he meant by grow in, the greens were very firm at the beginning. Anytime you grow and plant new grass, it's very firm. So we've been making ball marks for probably about the last 10 months at least.
Yeah.
So balls are starting to hit and stop. You can control them with the spin. Fairways will fill in, become healthier, hardier, rough, same way. It was really good when we first opened, but it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah. And if you, again, If you've played it, you know what we're talking about. We just had Gilbert who said, man, this is my favorite course. Mm-hmm. And it's mine too. It's absolutely beautiful, this. And we've got a couple other facilities here in the area that just are fantastic. But this is right up there with all of them. So we urge you, come on out, join, or come on out and just see it, the daily fee play here. And if you want, again, if you want to have an event here, Jamie, Jamey, at Tour18INC.com. Tour18Inc.com. Yep. Awesome, man. Thanks for having us. This is Can't Be Better. We're going to have shows out here all day long.
Yeah.
And promoting the golf course. We wanted to have it as soon as it opened, but we couldn't because of the rain.
Yep.
Here we are now. And if you have never seen it, you need to get here. Jamie, thanks, man.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
No problem.
It.
Y'all are going to have fun today.
Jamie Taylor right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. Time for you, Lance, to talk a little underdog.
Let's talk about underdog fantasy. Did you know if you use my promo code Lance, they're going to give you a special mystery pick? There's a special mystery pick that basically means it's a W. I'm just telling you. You get an easy-to-use mobile app. Download it on your phone. Go to underdogfantasy.com if you want to do it on your laptop. But what you need to do is sign up with promo code Lance. And Underdog, as I mentioned, is going to give you this mystery special pick to use on your first pick'em entry and a deposit offer as well. And so what you're getting here is an easy winner. That's what it's going to be. So all you have to do is play it with one more high or low from a statistical standpoint. They're going to tell you it's like, you know, 0.5 pitches for a starter, 0.5 points for a basketball player that's a star player. So it's an easy hire, and it's going to win. And all you have to do is pick between 2 and 5. So you just have to pick one more and you're good, or take advantage of that easy winner and go to 3 players or 4 players where you go on higher or lower, because the payouts go up and up and up. It can go as high as 100 times the original play when you use some of the scorchers that are there. And you'll notice the scorchers because they have multipliers. They have little chili peppers next to them. But it's really fun. You can play along with the games you're watching, whether it's baseball, it's playoff basketball. Soon it will be football, UFC, golf, everything that you can imagine. And you go higher or lower on the statistics that they offer for the players. Just pick one that you like that you think is a little soft, and figure it out for yourself. Between 2 and 5 players must be chosen, but it's so much fun to play along with the games you're watching. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Bull-shirts.com. Bull-shirts.com. What is it that you need for your business or your team or trophies or coolers or lunch boxes? They can, they screen print or they embroider. They can put your name of your business or whatever it is that you want to promote on any item. They have the items in stock. You don't have to go out and buy T-shirts for your business or hats for your business. They've got them right there. Great selection. It's one-stop shopping. They've been around for 40 years. Joe and Timmy and everybody over there are fantastic. And they know how to do it. They've just been doing it. They did the Astros championship stuff. They've done Rockets championship stuff. This is the company that you go to whenever you need anything. Tell them that you heard it right here. One-stop shopping, my boys over at Bull Shirts, bull-shirts.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter.
Welcome back. Hey, we have been remiss not mentioning that Cypress Trails Hideout is out here bringing us lunch and dinner from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. It's awesome. They are awesome, and we really appreciate them. We're going to eat good. We're going to drink good. Carbach, thank you for what you're doing. So the brewing company are going to be out here. We're all going to enjoy a lot of libations. Della is going to ride around with us. And
I'm not
balls.
Riding around with
yeah,
you.
Hitting, drinking some car box.
I got a job to do.
Okay. and they're gonna. We're having a big day out here with the listeners.
We are having a big day, but most importantly, we're out here for Kids Meals. KidsMealsInc.org is what we're actually out here for.
Yeah, that's we're out here to drink.
Yeah, I know what you're out here for, but we're raising money.
And them, too.
Yeah, for Kids Meals. So as much as John talks about all the food and the drinking he's going to do, the purpose for us to be out here other than, you know, to play golf is to help Kids Meals. You can go to KidsMealsInc.org if you want to help them as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
What?
No.
What a terrible person you are.
No, it's for the kids.
It is for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Like real
meals.
Kids.
Like
yes.
Kids eating.
Like while you're talking about eating, we're actually out here, at least the people who are playing golf, are out here helping those kids get great meals.
I'm not sure. Jamie was just, I like that. Brent Gilbert's got himself a Coors Light. Jason is here. He's already drinking Coors Lights. I love that. But Dell, I'm surprised. Jamie was out here representing the
community.
The community with his golf shirt and golf hat on. Here's you with a T-shirt
Why
on,
do you
your
keep,
hat backwards.
I'm not playing. Why do you keep referencing my attire?
Put some respect on the golf course.
How so?
When you go to the Met every year.
I don't go to the Met every year.
Okay,
I've never been to the Met.
To the event, to the big Met event, whatever that's called. Do you
the
dress
gala?
Like that, the gala?
I've never
like
been,
no.
So
when you're on the golf course, you dress like you're like a golfer.
I'm dressed like most of the people, most of the 97.5 employees, except for you two. If you look in that room, they're all dressed similarly
well,
to me.
Well, don't worry. We're going to have a meeting after this.
No one's going to show up to
about
your meeting.
Dress. Okay.
Stop it. The course will be fine. The zoja, what's it called again? Zoja grass will
zoja
be fine.
And laser zoja.
Yeah, the laser zoja grass will be fine. No one's going to be offended. Trust me. I'm not going to step foot on the course. It'll be okay.
Dress for the job that you have.
Sorry, I don't own a golf
dress
shirt.
Dress for the job you want.
I don't. This is not a job. My job is not to play golf.
Your
I know that's your job. It's not mine.
Your job is to represent the station.
I am.
With
I'm wearing
a golf shirt and hat turned correctly.
I'm wearing a bull.
Petey Cavilli is not about you. Okay.
Trust me, I'm not about him. I'm wearing a bull shirt printed 97.5 T-shirt. I'm representing the station. How about that? How about that?
Yeah. So anyway, here we are. Astros lose last night. It was a 6-1 game, and Fromber just fell apart. Blamed himself. Said, it was me. I'm the one that went away from the game plan. Do not blame Yiner for those pitches that I threw. First of all, they were in a horrible location. Secondly, he decided he was just going to throw a bunch of meatball sliders over the plate, and boy, did they tee off on him. Just awful, awful offer. Montero comes in, gives up another home run. This is the Angels you're playing, guys. You're up 6-1. That and your starter, one of your best starters, is on the mound. Holy crap. You can't lose that game.
No.
You cannot lose
that one. That one really stings because, I mean, you got in too big a hole. You just cannot. You're going to have to pick that game up somewhere else that you don't expect to pick it up. And with the Astros, you expect to pick everything up. They're the best team over the last 7 years in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So you have to win the next two. You have to get out of the homestand at 8-2. I'd take an 8-2, certainly. 7-3 will feel a little disappointing. 6-5 would be six and four would be an atrocity after where you were,
yeah.
Which means you would have to lose the next two games, and that's not happening.
No.
I mean, that's just not
happening. I'm not going to be happy unless it's 8-2. That's what I wanted, a 9-1 home standard. You should have had one. You could have had one if you'd have just done your job last night. But they didn't do it, and here we are, and that's just awful. Any thoughts on the two? We got Boston as the big favorite, Minnesota is a slight favorite over Dallas. Boston, obviously, a big favorite over Indiana. Although Indiana is kind of, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised at all if that doesn't go 6 and possibly 7 games, to tell you the truth, because Indiana could just score at will.
Yeah, you know, they call this the unlikely Final Four. They say there's an article that this is the greatest parity the league has ever seen.
Yeah, this is 6 straight years you're going to have a new champion.
In 50 years, this is the greatest parity that they've had. And I think one of the reasons is because of the movement in the league, the way that we see movement now. You don't have long-term 6- and 7-year deals like you used to. Players get – it's been collectively negotiated, collectively bargained, that you get shorter-term deals so you have more movement. I do think that more movement, certainly the way that they draft, has an impact on it. The international players coming in and having a factor without being a top-5 pick. Think about that, John. You don't have to be a first. Where was Luka picked? Was he in the top five picks? No.
Yes.
Was he?
Yes, he was picked at
number five?
I believe he was picked at three. Or I know there's a trade between Atlanta and Dallas where they swapped Trae Young for Luka plus a pick.
Oh, that's right. There was that trade.
Yeah, so he was a top five pick, I believe.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look, but that'd be one of the only times I've seen an international, and I'm talking about a star, not Yao Ming, not a U.S. basketball player with international roots.
Luka was taken third overall by the Hawks, and they traded him and got something back and to Dallas. Dallas, I think, five, and they swapped Trae Young for Luka.
But I mean, a guy like
how much do they regret that?
I'm sure, they do a lot,
a lot. But you think about Doncic and where he was drafted. Like, you couldn't have projected that. Although there was one guy. Have you seen the viral tweet? The guy who watched international basketball and said, "This guy is about to slaughter everything."
Oh yeah.
Did you see him?
No.
You see that? It's from 2016. He's like, "You have no idea what you're in for." And that guy ended up nailing it.
Wow.
And
what about this year's Frenchies? There's two Frenchies at the top of this draft.
Yeah, I know.
Guy's playing in the French League.
Yeah.
Do you take a chance on
that? And Wembanyama was French, too.
Yeah, right. Do you take a chance on that as opposed to going with Reed Shepard?
Oh, yeah. Reed Shepard, they say, is not going to be in consider. Jonathan Givony has him. How far back does he have him?
Yeah, he's got him seven.
He's got him a little ways back, and he's pretty in tune.
Yeah, but it's
what
they need. They need an outside shooter.
Yeah, but it isn't going to be, I don't think, Reed Shepard. And they need a rim protector, too. They don't have a shot blocker. Well, not a true shot blocker. That's not Steven.
Where are you going to get minutes from Steven Adams and
doesn't matter where you're getting minutes for anybody. Cam Whitmore and Jalen Green are going to eat up your two-guard minutes. And Amen Thompson. This is my problem with this year's draft. I don't see anybody drafted really getting minutes this year. And remember, Daryl Morey's Rockets, one of the reasons that when he did make picks, they were usually guys they stashed because they didn't have any place for them to play. Now, they weren't drafting as high as the Rockets were either. I mean, the Rockets are drafting way higher now.
No, this is a top three.
Steven Adams
is going to be on the team. He ain't going to stash.
How old do you think Steven Adams is?
31, 2.
That's good. I felt like he's like closer to 34. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
He just feels old because he looks like a – I mean, because he looks like Khal
Drago. He looks like a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they need a rim runner, a guy who can catch and dunk lobs. They need a guy who can, they need somebody who does the things that Alperen doesn't do. That'd be nice to have. Now, how does that work on the team? I don't know. I'm not convinced that the team is. I actually believe the Rockets are going to be more of a traditional basketball team that may have Alperen playing a four, a traditional shot blocking five, where it's not as stretched out as it was previously. I don't know how often that five. I think they'll play more small ball than most teams with either Jabari or even Amen playing some four because they keep acting like Amen can play the four. Dylan Brooks complicates things because I don't think he's going anywhere, and yet there's some limitations with him. You can't expect him to really shoot well. This year was, he was good at the forefront. Then he was off some, but thank God the Rockets got away from just a ton of threes, leading the league in threes, because I don't think that's going to be winning basketball for them. They don't have a Luka. They don't have a James. That's not how they're built. And frankly, if you look at the way the Celtics played under Udoka and the way that the Celtics play now under Udoka's protege, it's really more of a, hey, we're going to get our points wherever the points come from. They have two primary scorers in Brown and Tatum. And the Rockets, I think, will have two primary scorers, and one of them is going to be Alperen, and I guess the other one's Jalen, unless they go in a different direction. But defense is going to be the key, and one of the best ways to defend is have somebody that can impact shots. And I think that's more like Klingon, frankly. I don't know if the Rockets are ever going to just look for a sharpshooter at three. I don't, and not that Reed Shepard's a legitimate athlete. Did you, by the way, do you know that you saw what his vertical is, right?
Reed Shepard?
Yeah.
What was it, 40?
42.
42?
You know that that's kind of a bogus vertical that we're used to. It's a running start in the NBA. In the NFL, you have to go straight up.
Yeah.
And you got guys jumping 42 in the NFL. LeBron's son, Bronny, got like 40 and a half, and people are, 40 and a half. you get a freaking running start. That must be the equivalent of like a 37.5-inch vertical. Big deal anyway. There's lots of guys in the NFL that can do that.
Why did you bring it back to the
NFL?
Well,
did you hear Kendrick Perkins? Because ESPN continues to talk about
Brownie. Can we play that? Brownie? I want to play that. I sent it to Dell. Can you send it to Mapes? I want to play that audio. Yes, save it. Right. Because Kendrick Perkins
finally
was
what
a
we
voice
said.
Of reason.
Yes. Kendrick Perkins, of all people.
And Kendrick Perkins has been involved in some goofy, you know, ESPN conversations where they take low-hanging fruit and they play to the lowest common denominator. I think Kendrick is just, frankly, kind of in that category where he, you know, these are – topics to him that he likes. Finally, yesterday, he realized, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we
doing? This guy's not even going to get drafted, and we're spending all this time on him.
Ramona Shelburne was ready to.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw her pull her pants up like that and said, come on, come on.
Did you hear Dan Patrick go after ESPN?
Dan Patrick, our lieutenant governor?
No, not that.
What did he say?
Dan Patrick, the former ESPN anchor.
No, what did he say?
Who said, you know, the Pacers are on the floor too, okay? ESPN, get off. I don't care about Stephen A. Smith wearing jerseys. You know what? Have a little bit. Hey, try to be a little bit unbiased. In this
their whole, yeah, their whole thing was about the Knicks being
the
eliminated.
Knicks, oh, my God.
Yesterday, you think the Knicks made it. You think the Knicks made it.
And he was right. I mean, goodness gracious, ESPN, get off their jock. I know you want them to be there because of the market size, but goodness.
They can't stop talking about Indiana Fever, though.
Right.
But not the Pacers.
And they lost again last night. Time for you, my friend.
I'm not. You weren't joking about them being terrible.
They're terrible.
Holy crap.
Zadik Jewelers are awesome.
They're not terrible. They are great. They are great with the with the watches. They have exclusive timepieces that you're not going to get anywhere else in the state. Because they are boutique, they are going to be a boutique store for a lot of the different watchmakers out there, and different manufacturers. And they have watch, they have guys, master craftsmen, there in the shop. Multiple. I went in this area that are specifically certified to work on just about every watch that is made around the world. It's amazing how sharp these guys are. They get your watch back to where it should be. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, Zadik Jewelers is right for you from a watch standpoint. They can buy, sell, or trade with you so that you get the latest watches. Or maybe you say, man, I want a luxury watch, but I want to pay a lesser price for it. Man, go get a watch that they have that has been sold to them, or they also do trades. So there's so many different ways to get your hands on watches. But the main thing is just understand it's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard because their selection is just enormous with 28,000 square feet of space. Zadik Jewelers is your spot if you love watches. Zadik Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.